At Mass on the first Sunday of Lent every year, we hear the story of Jesus being tempted in the wilderness for 40 days. The number 40 is important in the whole story of Scripture, of God's revelation to us. At the time of Noah, it rained for 40 days when he entered the ark. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. The Jews spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness before they entered the Promised Land. Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness before he began his public ministry. And Jesus appeared after his resurrection to his disciples for 40 days. Lent is traditionally understood as a period of 40 days. 40 is significant in the whole history of Jewish and Christian religion because it's a time normally of testing, of judgment, of preparation for something important that is to come. And of course, in the case of Lent, that is Holy Week and Easter time, come every year as the very high point of the Christian year. Remember too that this year, like every other throughout the world and here in Ireland, there are catechumens, those are people who are preparing for baptism as adults, and they are now entering the last 40 days before their baptism and their confirmation and their reception of their first Holy Communion at the Easter Vigil on Holy Saturday night. So it's a good time to pray for them during these 40 days of Lent. In the story of Jesus in the wilderness, it's interesting to note that all the Gospels say that he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. In other words, he didn't go there by accident. It almost seems to be a part of God's plan. And the idea, the image of wilderness, of wandering, of having no home here, is a very central one in the whole story of the Scriptures. It can be true of all of our lives. We are all nomads. We are all passing through. In my life at different times, I can feel lost as if wandering in a wilderness. The life of the church at different times in its history has clearly shown the experience of being in a wilderness. But Lent reminds us in a deeper way that the wilderness is an important place. There's a freedom that comes from knowing that we are only passing through, that we are only nomads. This can give us a deeper freedom and a different way of understanding who we truly are. Notice too that Jesus was tempted. We know all about it. Try giving up sweets, cigarettes, alcohol, almost anything that you find attractive. What it teaches us, of course, is something deeper, that we are not nearly as free as we think we are. Another image that's often used in the Scriptures is that of being possessed by a devil. The imagery to people today seems very alien. But to be possessed by a devil is probably best understood not that there's some creature dwelling within me, dominating me, but rather that all of us can be possessed by anger. I could be possessed by fear. I could be possessed by despair. I could be possessed by laziness. I could be possessed by prejudice. And knows all of these things that can take over our lives, inhibit our freedom. They take away from what is to be truly a free human being. The most important temptation of all is the temptation to worship false gods. The first commandments of the Ten Commandments are all about being liberated from false gods. Naming them, being aware that there are false gods in all of our lives, is a really important part of the whole story of Lent. You won't find us bowing down before a golden calf or some other craven image, but there is a deeper question. Who do I really worship? What do I really worship? Remember that the Gospel is all about being a message of liberation, a message of freedom, to escape and overcome that which enslaves us. Pope Francis suggests that we usually worship at the altar of indifference, with little interest other than our own material well-being. He invites us this Lent to worship at the altar of Christ, so that we can experience an ever new and deeper freedom.